Support for The Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. If you're looking for a getaway for you and your family, either this fall or into the holiday season, that is both a resort and an educational facility for the entire family, look no further than Moody Gardens here in our very own state of Texas. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the KTTZ-FM studios with friends of ours from Moody Gardens. We're here with Kevin Aguilar and Alexis Shelley, who are both PR coordinators for Moody Gardens. Both of you, thank you very, very much for joining us in the studio today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Kevin, let me begin with you. For folks who may not know, tell us about Moody Gardens, where you are and what you are.
Yeah, Moody Gardens, it's really a hidden gem over there on the Gulf Coast on Galveston Island. And, you know, we're open 365 days a year, so we're open all holidays. But, you know, we house a aquarium, a rainforest, and a discovery museum. And those are known as our pyramids. So they're kind of iconic as you're driving in from the Houston area off the causeway. And it really is a hidden gem in Texas. And
right. It's here in Texas. You don't have to go anywhere out of state. This is our very own thing.
Yeah, not at all. And it's immersive, but it's also educational. Couples can go there, kids of all ages, and it's really an educational experience for all. And our aquarium has, you know, penguins and seals and tropical fish, and there's some touch tanks in there, so you can really get some hands-on learning there. But then our rainforest is very immersive. You walk in and you're surrounded by all this plant life, and there's free-flighted birds in there, and you know, animals roaming around. You've got some sloths in there, some sake monkeys, and there's also some great animals on exhibit there as well, some Komodo dragons and a nocturnal gallery where you can see some bats in there. So really fun stuff. And our Discovery Museum has roving exhibits. So I believe coming in the next month or so, we've got Skeletown, and that is all about the bones of the human body. So great education for the little ones, but something that appeals to really all ages. So that's really a cornerstone of Moody Gardens is education. And we work with, like I said, our animals as well, rehabbing them. And they are on exhibit, but they get great care. And we also use those to educate the public. And we have different school groups that come in and different programs and a fantastic summer program of summer camps as well. So definitely something that appeals to everyone.
This is the thing that I find so unique about Moody Gardens is that it's sort of a resort. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a getaway. But it's also, you have all of these educational opportunities for both adults and children that make it, in my experience, really unique.
Absolutely. And I must say, we also have a very robust volunteer program. And, you know, whether it's with our divers, working with them, or even just working in the rainforest with some of our biologists. And there's also some fantastic internships that go along with that as well. So definitely big with education, but also, if you're looking for an escape, look no further than Moody Gardens.
Exactly. And Alexis, I saw that you'd brought some materials. And the thing that really catches my eye, it says Holiday in the Gardens. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Kevin mentioned all of our attractions. That those are not going to close for the holiday season, but we had 8 more on top of that for the holiday season when you come down to Moody Gardens. So 2 of the biggest ones our Iceland, which is going to be in its 6th year, believe it or not. I can't believe it's been 6 years. But we change the theme up every year. So this year, our theme is going to be Christmas Around the World. So when you come to Iceland, it's a huge tent we build out in our parking lot. We ship in 2 million pounds of ice. We bring in a team of 25 ice carvers all the way from Harbin, China. They spend about 50 to 60 days carving all these beautiful ice sculptures. And this year, as I mentioned, Christmas around the world. So you're going to see all those landmarks like you would know around the world. So things like the Eiffel Tower, the Alamo, the Sydney Opera House, Great Wall of China, all carved out of 2 million pounds of ice. There's even a big ice slide in there. You're actually going to go from the top of the Eiffel Tower all the way to the Arc de Triomphe. So little Paris adventure as you're going down the ice slide there. The ice slide is fun for kids and adults, too. I think I went down like 20 times last year, so I'm going to try and break that record this year when I go in. But it's 9 degrees in Iceland. So, you know, being on Galveston Island, it's a little tropical. We don't really get too cold for the Christmas season. We might get into the 60s if we're lucky, maybe. But you go into Iceland, it's 9 degrees. You can get your little Arctic feel. We give you a parka. You bundle up in there and you can go through it. It's beautiful to see. And then after you go through Iceland, you're going to want to get that blood circulating again. So you can go walk our Festival of Lights trail, which is a mile-long trail, goes throughout our property. We've actually upped the lights this year. We've added 2 million lights. It used to be 1 million, but we upped it. We added more. So you can walk through and see all the different animated displays, the lighted displays. We still have your favorites. We have the Nutcrackers. We have, of course, being Midgard, so we have tons of animals along the trail that are lighted up. So it's a really good experience to kind of walk through with your family, see the Christmas lights. We even have some spots along the trail you can roast some marshmallows, make some s'mores, and things like that. And in keeping with the mission of conservation, which is one of our cornerstones at Midgard, we actually do s'mores for conservation. So you purchase your little s'mores kit with your marshmallows, graham crackers, and your chocolate, and a portion of that proceeds actually goes to conservation causes that we support at Midi Gardens. So you're having fun, roasting some s'mores, but it goes to a really good cause, too.
Do you have room for all of that?
Well, it's a 242-acre property, yes. So we fit it all in. Of course, they're already started to work. Of course, we have the Iceland tent built, and we actually went cold today. It's about 10 degrees in that tent right now as we're preparing for the ice. And so we've actually started putting out the actual lighted displays already. I was walking into work the other day, and we have a 12 Days of Christmas display, and I was like, it's already up, and it's not even October. Okay. So it takes a while to get everything put up, but we fit it all in there somehow.
Yeah. Right. Wonderful. And that'll go really great with the penguins, I guess.
There you go. There you go. And it really, the holiday season, believe it or not, is probably one of our more popular times of the year. Of course, summer's a big one with school being out, but there's something about the holiday season that people just kind of want to get out and about with the family. You know, everyone's kind of got some time off or their burning days before the end of the year. And I should also mention that our opening day for everything is November 16th, and we run all the way through January 12th of 2020. So whether
we don't even wait for Thanksgiving.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. So whether you want to come, you know, Thanksgiving Day, or you want to come Christmas Eve, or you want to come New Year's Day, you know, we're open, and we're very excited to share this holiday experience with everyone. And we're very excited to unveil that new Iceland theme.
Absolutely.
As well.
It sounds fascinating. So for somebody who's listening and can't really process all the things
that you've
done and want more information, how can they get that?
Yeah, moodygardens.org. That is your best source. You can find out more information on all the attractions we have, because we could probably spend an hour or so talking about every attraction. But moodygardens.org, you can purchase your tickets online. There's different ticketing options. You can tailor to your budget. And from there, you can link over to the Moody Gardens Hotel, which is right on property. So you can book your stay there. And from that same website, moodygardens.org, you can link over to the Moody Gardens Golf Course and book your tee time. So definitely something for every member of the family.
5 people in the car, jump out, go 5 different directions.
Right. Yes.
And you have access to the island, too, right? So all the businesses, all the things that you could do, right?
Of course. You know, you can go check out the Strand, downtown Galveston, the Historic District, and we also have the Galveston trolley that has a stop at Moody Gardens. So you can hop on the trolley and really take in the sights, you know, go see Galveston beaches and really explore.
It's only a couple bucks, too. So yeah. Leave your car at Moody Gardens and jump on.
Yeah, you can really explore everything the island has to offer.
So I'm here in Lubbock, and I think, you know, this is something really cool I can do with my family, because the kids would love it. Adults would love it for all the reasons that you've just said. How's the best way to get to Galveston or to Moody Gardens? What are the options?
You know, as far as travel, of course you can drive in. It's not a bad drive. I would say about 6 hours, give or take a little bit. Yeah. So I mean,
hit up Bucky's along the way.
Yeah, you know, hit up, make a few stops, take in some of the sights around Texas, and. Right. course, you can fly, of course.
Yeah, the closest airport to us is Hobby.
Yeah.
And actually, Hobby is pretty convenient. So you fly into Hobby, and it's right off 45, which is the road you take. And if I always say, jump on 45, and you hit the water, you went too far. Because 45 dead ends on Galveston Island. So
well, right. And that was my question, because I had someone ask me one time, well, if I fly in, how should I do that? And I didn't have an answer.
Yeah. Definitely Hobby Airport, I would say, is more convenient. That airport is probably about 45 minutes to an hour, give or take, from Galveston.
Yeah, depending on traffic.
Depending on traffic, but it's a straight shot once you're there. Right. And definitely a fantastic time on the island. It's always island time in Galveston. And we have extended hours because of the Festival of Lights Trail. We want you to be able to see those lights and all their glory at night. So I believe we are open till
about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, we open the Festival of Lights Trail about 6. Obviously, it's outside and it's lights, so we got to wait until it's dark. So it opens about 6. Sometimes we open a little bit early, about 5:30, depending on when the sun is setting and things like that. Yes.
And also, as a part of your admission to Festival of Lights, you can go to our ice skating rink right there overlooking the water. So
area's only outdoor
Yes.
ice skating rink.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if you have your ice skates, feel free to bring them along.
Yeah, we have them too for you.
You can rent them as well.
You don't want to bring them all the way down here from Lubbock.
So ice skating, golf, the pyramids, which as you said will be in operation through all of this, plus all of the holiday things. What's not to like?
Yeah, of course, something for everyone. We also have fantastic restaurants on property, so definitely something for every member of the family. And really, if you're trying to get that holiday vacation in and you don't want to necessarily travel across the world, we'll have Paris for you in Iceland.
Yeah.
And go see a film at the 3D theater. You can, you know, travel from your
travel
seat.
Travel to Jerusalem or some other place around the world. So we got you taken care of.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The place to get more information is moodygardens.org right here in the Lone Star State down on Galveston Island. Kevin Aguilar and Alexis Shelley, thank you both. We really appreciate it. Y'all come up here a couple of times a year. I know it's a lot of trouble for y'all to do that, but we really appreciate it. So thank you for being our guests.
We always enjoy stopping by to see you.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.